You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Across the country, there were more major work stoppages in 2018 than any other year in the last three decades. Along with all kinds of activism in this era of Trump, workplace organizing is on the rise. Among Americans under 30, unions' approval ratings are at 76%. That's the highest it's been since those polls began. So today we're going to look at the longest Bay Area strike in recent years, last year's Marriott strike. Here's KLW's labor reporter, Liza Veal.
Lerilu Karumba cleans rooms at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis. She got involved in her union the same way many people do. She was just trying to mind her own business, and an organizer interrupted her and asked her to help.
I was just eating my regular lunch, and usually the union representative go around our cafeteria and talk to people. Maybe she saw something in me that I don't know.
This was over a year before the historic Marriott strike. Karumba's union rep, who's one of the paid staff members of Unite Here, started taking stock of everyone who worked at the hotel. The rep was looking for possible leaders, people with cred among their coworkers. Karumba didn't see herself that way, and she wasn't looking for trouble.
I'm so quiet that time. I'm just new. I mean, not new, but I'm just here for 8 years, so I'm not into politics.
But Karumba was an activist in college back in the Philippines.
There's something in my personality that I always fought for what is right. I never just stay quiet when I know that things are wrong.
But she told her union rep her protesting days were over. After college, Karumba worked as a nurse in the Philippines. But when her husband died, she had to start making more money. She got a job working on a commercial ship, which put her out at sea for months at a time. She did it for her daughters, but they told her the distance wasn't worth it.
My daughter said that we don't have a father. We don't want to lose you, even though we don't live an extravagant life, as long as you're with us.
They came to the United States looking for something better. And like many immigrant women who are disproportionately represented in the hotel industry, she found work at the Marriott. Karumba says cleaning rooms has been all right. It's a union job, so she started at $21 an hour, rather than minimum wage, which is common for non-union housekeeping jobs. And she has job security and health benefits for her family. But as the cost of living has risen in the Bay Area, the job isn't enough to pay for housing and to save for retirement. And as her union rep pointed out, while Karumba's wages have stagnated, Marriott's profits have surged in the last couple of years.
Why the company, Mr. CEO of the Marriott, can have a raise and the small worker cannot?
So she agreed to help with the organizing drive, to get her coworkers to buy in just like she had. At that point, they had a year until their contracts would expire. So they had time to organize and get ready to strike if need be. Now, contracts are the bread and butter of unions. They enshrine how an employer is going to treat each and every worker.
What we're fighting for with this strike is really for us. It's not only for one worker, it's for everybody.
Unions have an opportunity to bargain for more when their contracts are up. And this time, Unite Here planned to demand a dramatically better contract from Marriott. More pay, preserved benefits, and things like panic buttons to protect housekeepers from assault, and certain protections for workers who are in the country illegally.
I think that if union leadership had encouraged a run-of-the-mill kind of contract, it really wouldn't have flown with the membership here.
That's Anand Singh, the president of Unite Here's Local 2. And he says they wanted a contract so good, they knew they could probably only win it by using the one real weapon that workers have, the strike.
So it's a risk that workers take when they walk out on strike. It's a risk that we don't take lightly.
There's also a larger risk for union leaders like Singh. When strikes fail, they sink morale, not just for workers who lost, but for workers watching everywhere who want better working conditions and feel like they're at the mercy of their employers.
Unless workers make, significant demands and put action behind those demands, those forces get more and more powerful and workers have less of a voice.
Once contract negotiations were underway, the union held a rally as a show of power and also to test whether workers would really show up. The rally was huge, which gave the union's leaders the confidence to hold the line on their demands. Marriott didn't budge, and the contract went unsigned. So on September 13th, the union held a vote among all the workers, and even though it would mean losing wages and risking their jobs, 99% voted to authorize a strike. That's as strong of a mandate as you're likely to get. They were ready.
Thousands of workers on strike at Marriott hotels in San Francisco and San Jose.
They walked out just 2 hours ago, and ABC 7 News reporter Cornell Bernard is live at the Westin St. Francis in San Francisco. Cornell?
Yeah, guys, chances are guests here at the Westin St. Francis not getting a whole lot of sleep this morning. This is the reason why hospitality workers are on strike.
Nearly 2,500 employees walked out on October 4th and formed picket lines outside seven San Francisco hotels owned by Marriott, including the Westin, the W, and the St. Regis.
These workers for the biggest hotel employer in San Francisco have been without a contract since August 15th, after nearly 2 months of negotiating for what they call a livable wage, job security, and safer working conditions. They say talks have gone nowhere.
Karumba quickly embraced her role as picket captain, taking attendance, leading chants, and keeping a steady stream of posts up on social media. She even gave a few speeches.
I have a stage fright, and I cannot talk when there's crowd. But now, it gives me more confidence.
On the second week of the strike, a rally at one of the picket lines grew so big it blocked the street, which is illegal.
San Francisco police arrested 41 hotel workers, including their union president, at a rally outside of the Marriott Marquis. The workers arrested last night were cited with misdemeanors and then released.
In the second month, city supervisors intervened and invited the company and union to a board of supervisors meeting. They hoped to mediate an end to the strike, but Marriott's CEO rejected the invitation.
Marriott was a no-show today, as many expected.
The company released this statement saying, "While we respect our associates' rights to voice their opinions and participate in demonstrations, we are disappointed that Unite Here has chosen to resort to a strike."
Instead, the company bussed in workers to keep the hotels running at a minimum capacity, but they continued to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars and canceled conferences. Back at the picket line, strikes are their own form of labor. Workers are required to picket 30 hours a week. In return, they get $500 a week from the union. And these payments are funded by worker dues and a GoFundMe campaign that raised over $45,000. And the picket line is also social. Everyone sees a lot more of each other there than they do during normal work days.
I gain a lot of friends because when we were working out inside, we just say hi, and I don't even know their name. But when the strike started, one who makes attitude with me, becomes friendly with me, it's not like just that we are just co-workers. We're like a family.
Picketing is not just a symbolic protest. The workers are there to stop customers from staying at the hotel. Brian Gibson is one of the workers manning an entrance to the Marriott Marquis downtown.
Say I'm a guest and I'm like walking into the hotel or something. How does the interaction go?
So I say, excuse me, please help us to get back to work. We're trying to get our contract signed. We would like if you didn't stay here while we're doing this, while we don't have a contract.
And what do people usually say?
Most of the people are positive.
But you have seen people go and cancel their reservation after talking to you?
Oh, absolutely.
Unite Here strategically chose the busiest time of the year in order to make the strike as painful as possible for Marriott, because that pain is their leverage. San Francisco was just one of 9 cities that participated in the strike. And the more places and workers striking, the harder it becomes for Marriott to fire them in retaliation. As organizers like to say, a fist is stronger than a finger.
You know, because if you don't stand up, I'm telling you, you won't get anything.
Sign the cause of our collective issues.
Gibson says he wants to go back to work. His throat is hoarse, and the incessant chanting and drumming is truly deafening. But he says he's here for his coworkers.
And sometimes I get emotional about this. I'm really passionate about regular people just having just the means to live. A lot of these people are going week to week in life. They need food on their table, literally. You know, it's tough. It really is tough.
Larry Lou Karumba knew a couple coworkers that did cross the picket line. She didn't have a lot of patience for them.
We're also fighting for what they would have. And it's unfair that they were there and we were outside. I mean, maybe their life inside when we come back would be hell, like nobody, because a lot of people are really very angry with them.
As October turned into November, Marriott agreed to most of the workers' demands except the biggest ones, wages and health care. So the workers picketed through the smoke of the Paradise fires, through Thanksgiving, and then nearly a week straight of rain. Marriott may have hoped the workers' resolve would crumble, but it didn't. They stayed out. Both sides are pretty tight-lipped with the details of what went on at the bargaining table. We don't know why Marriott finally caved. In their brief response to questions, they didn't comment on the details. Maybe it was the Christmas decorations the workers started putting up at the picket line. Maybe everyone just really wanted it to end so they could take a break for the holidays. All we know is finally on December 3rd, Unite Here announced that they'd won.
So I think folks would probably see that we're pretty happy with what just happened.
According to Anand Singh, the president of Local 2, Marriott agreed to meet every single one of the bargaining team's demands. They put the tentative agreement up for the workers to vote on, and it was approved by 98%. They could finally go back to work.
Can I ask you how you're feeling while you're crying?
Because I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
This is a Marriott employee, Candida Kevorkian.
We are warriors, and we win this fight.
How will you feel going back to work on Wednesday?
Well, I'm going to feel proud with my head, my chest and my head up that we win a great contract.
The Marriott strike was historic in its wins and its multi-city scope. So why were they able to pull all that off in an era when, until very, very recently, strikes were rare? What's changing?
Well, that particular union, Unite Here, is very thorough, very militant, very prepared.
This is Harold Meyerson on the phone from D.C. He's executive editor of the American Prospect and a longtime writer about labor and workers' issues.
And there are a few unions that sort of prepare and deal with the rank-and-file members as painstakingly as the hotel union does. That was definitely part of the Marriott strikes. And historically, that's been part of successful strikes.
Why don't other unions do the kind of intensive organizing that Unite Here does?
Well, all unions should do it that way, but a lot of the unions don't develop a staff or have that kind of commitment or have that kind of budget set aside to do that.
Because it takes so much more to win nowadays. Pro-business corporate politicians have eroded the laws that protect workers and unions, so the odds are really stacked against them. And over the last few decades, instead of investing more and more in organizing, like Unite Here does, unions have put more of their resources into lobbying and getting pro-labor politicians elected. Here's the thought.
The way to change labor law so that strikes become more viable again is to elect people who will change labor law in your favor.
But that hasn't been going tremendously well. Labor laws have only gotten weaker. Some say the tipping point was 1981, when President Reagan fired 11,000 air traffic controllers for going on strike.
Companies began just firing workers during strikes, and strikes almost vanished as a weapon up until the last year or two.
So why is that changing now? Meyerson says it's the political climate.
You see in the Democratic Party moving left, most Americans are very aware of growing economic inequality and of the stagnating wages that workers have had for the last 30 or 40 years, broadly speaking. It really is perhaps moving into a new era, which is something America badly needs to do.
But not all strikes turn out like the Marriott did. The results of the recent Oakland teachers' strike were disappointing to a lot of people. And one difference between their strike and the Marriott workers was the teachers' union didn't spend nearly as much time organizing, and they had far fewer paid organizers. But the fight to better fund Oakland schools was always bigger than one contract. It's also about deep state-level reforms. And now, after having been through an organizing drive and a strike, the teachers are a lot more ready to take the fight to Sacramento. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents. Go to kalw.org to hear more labor stories from Liza Veal.